Hi, I'm upstate psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Well, folks, as some of you know, my 97-year-old mom has Alzheimer's, been sliding downhill for about 10 years, and has been in a nursing home the last two, the most emotionally difficult thing I've ever dealt with. What's made a positive difference for me in dealing with this? A bunch of things. Visiting makes us both feel better, usually. Fact is, it's hard. Especially at first. Sometimes there are unpleasant smells and people yelling and looking and acting weird. But if you think about it, not much different than being at work. A sense of humor helps too. Accepting that I don't have to be a scintillating conversationalist helps. The old standbys like the weather, the sports teams, don't you have a pretty sweater on? Isn't that a cute picture on the wall? The oldest girl is reading to the younger ones. Yeah, pretty, aren't they? They're more than good enough. Being agreeable when mom isn't making sense or understanding my words and my responding in tune with the emotional tone of what she's trying to say. Like if it sounds sort of like she likes her food, oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Even if her words don't tell me that. Making friends with other residents and their visitors. Like with most things in life, perhaps especially with difficult things, having friends who know what we feel makes it better, much better. Smiling and saying hello to folks who don't show any interest in me or much of anything, that often pays off. They look up, eventually smile, and wave back sometimes. And chatting for a second. For both of us, and for the whole room, actually, it pays off, because everybody sees what everybody else is doing. Remembering people's names, sometimes when the person couldn't even tell you what it is, like my friend Ida, who every time I say, "Hi, Ida," says, "Oh, you remembered my name," and a big smile. Taking in the kindness of strangers. The pastor and his children's choir singing Christmas carols, the woman brings her affectionate doggy, the lady playing piano and singing, the guy who brings a smile and a chat and a pat on the back. Appreciating the staff doing a pretty hard job, especially when mom or dad are uncooperative or downright mean. Real thank yous feel good on all sides. Bottom line, what helps? Bringing my best self, my attentive, friendly, helpful, considerate, grateful, patient self, which isn't always available, but bringing it anyway. What goes around comes around. We can't help getting older, but young or old, being nice makes for happier from 2 to 102. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.